Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, sort of happy Tuesday, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, Andy Goldstein. Wow, I mean, the world's just bonkers at the moment, isn't it? But I'm glad that a lot of you are downloading this podcast. Maybe it's just a way of escaping from what on earth is happening on the planet at the moment. It's very sad. But sometimes you need that little sort of 35 or 40 minutes away from reality. Just have a breather, really. And also without getting too deep, because I know this is meant to be quite a relaxed podcast and take your mind off everything, make sure that if you do need to talk to someone or you want to know how someone is and you're thinking, oh, they don't want me to drive mad, phone them up, give them a call, FaceTime them, send them a text. It's very important that at the moment, with all the craziness that's going on in the world, that we speak to as many people as we can. Certainly your mum and dad and your aunt and your uncle, and just keep pestering them. Are you okay? Do you want me to get anything? Just keep asking and asking and asking. Anyway, wow. Let's move on with the podcast, shall we? And we start with Jamie O'Hara, Scarlet Sun, obviously. Yes, comedy's back in the podcast. And he was saying how he would end this season, Liverpool's champions, no one relegated, two promoted, 22 teams next season, etc., etc. And then, I guess, start fresh in the new season, whenever that new season would be. There's a gap there in that plan, isn't there?
I think that we're not going to play any more football this season. We're not going to be able to fit the games in. This virus, we need to get on top of it properly and seriously. And it's not going to be, let's start playing again in April. The only way for me for this to go forward and we can start next season is crown Liverpool champions.
Right.
Top four in the Champions League at this moment in time, get top four for next season. No one gets relegated. Leeds and West Brom come up,
right,
and every other team that are in the top two or in the promotion spot come up.
Okay.
So everyone gets promoted, but no one gets relegated.
Everyone gets promoted. Okay.
Yeah, but everyone who's in a promotion spot at this moment, so Leeds, right, West Brom, I'm not sure about the League One, League Two, but they go up. Okay.
Right. Okay.
No one gets relegated.
Yeah.
So you have 22 teams in the Premier League next season.
Okay.
Five get relegated. Everyone's going to have to make compromises for this situation, and the season's not going to play out, Max. It's not going to finish. So they have to make a compromise and go, this is where it is.
Moving on swiftly to H&J, Hawksby and Jacobs, Paul and Andy. That's it. I mean, that's all it stands for. This is them doing what they do Monday to Friday from 1 p.m. where one of them, of course, Andy, or Angry Jacobs, as I like to call him, will at some stage, maybe not in this clip, at some stage go, what's the point of that? And then you question what the point. Anyway, he might say in this bit, he might not. Have a listen.
A wild monkey that raided a meatball factory avoided capture and was chased off into the woods in southern Thailand. How did that make our papers?
I mean, it's almost as if there's not a lot going on.
Yeah, well, I know.
We'll go big with a meatball-nicking monkey. That's the front page sorted for today.
It could be.
Everything else can just fall in line around
it's
that.
It's ridiculous, yeah. Really. Bradley Mumford, 21, of Essex, bought an Arsenal versus Olympiacos programme on eBay, the same one nicked from his sea. Is that in the paper?
Well, there's either a lot of news about one thing or no news about anything else.
That's right, yeah.
Planning news? You want planning news?
Oh, I do want planning news.
It's sporting-related. Here we go.
Planning news.
Yeah, and that's it, planning news. Essentially, the jingle doesn't add a great deal. Yeah. It's just planning news, isn't it?
Well, it gives it a bit of texture.
And you think, what's planning news if you're just joining us? Well, planning news is what happens is that the way that often journalism works these days, Pulitzer's all around, if you're not scouring social media, you're looking at send the work experience down, look at the planning applications for today, because it'll always turn up something.
There, yeah.
And sure enough, we've got Formula One tycoon Eric Hirzman, who was forced to take down £100,000 take down a £100,000 chandelier in a row with his upstairs neighbours. I hope they got Grandad and Del Boy to do it. That would have been
Why were they worried? I read this story and I couldn't work out. They're above him, so why are they worried about the... I suppose they're worried because of the heavy chandelier could pull the whole ceiling down.
Yeah, it's a 23-stone light. That's not a contradiction. It's a 23-stone chandelier.
God, that's a lot of chandelier.
Imagine the moose in chandelier form.
Yeah, but you'd
hanging from your ceiling.
A 23-stone man could hang from the ceiling without pulling the ceiling down. Sure.
Okay. Well, do you want to give that a try?
we may well have the time
over the next couple of weeks to put
I'll
that
give it a
to
go
the
in the
test.
Studio. Yeah.
Okay. We'll get some of that gorilla glue and we get the moose and we pat him out a bit.
Not that much.
Anyway, the 23-stone light threatened to tear down the living room of a retired BP chairman. Sir Peter Waters, 89, his wife Meryl, 74. We don't need the ages. Well, they got a court order in Kensington.
We do these things.
Rich Eric, or Reckless Eric, as I'm calling him,
yes.
The kids, 58, will fight them in court. He said, I can probably buy them and sell them twice over. Yeah, that's a way to get them on side.
That's a bit arrogant, isn't it?
That's the way to get them on side, Reckless Eric.
That's not a good idea to say that, really. Yeah.
For the first time ever, says Dan, I'm listening to the 4H and J show and not the podcast. You probably think to yourself,
it's not as good.
Half an hour is hard enough. 3 hours of this rubbish. It was a struggle on the commute to work this morning. A lane closed on the stairs due to a pile of washing. Then a bottleneck coming into the kitchen as myself and the cats queued up to get through the gap.
Moving on now to the mid-morning show with Jim White, and alongside him was Alexander's son, Gary O'Neill. Was saying that clubs will put their own interests first when putting forward their ideas for Premier League contingency plans.
Every idea I'm hearing, they all suit the team coming up with the idea. So writing off relegation would suit West Ham. Writing off relegation would suit Brighton because they're in free fall. We have the two Championship clubs who he's saying about bringing up, Leeds and West Brom. They're not over the line yet.
Sure.
What about Fulham? Fulham, do you bring Fulham up as well? And then Derby will say, well, we're 10th, but we're only 4 points behind the playoffs. We could still go up.
Yeah.
I don't see how you can nominate two teams to bring up from the Championship.
Now, of course, Adrian Durham is back. I was in his hot seat last week. He was in his own hot seat. Well, actually, if secrets should be known, he was in Goffey's hot seat in Goffey's kitchen, because that's where this show came from. They're lucky enough to be able to do a show remotely, we call it in the biz. But it didn't take away any of the enjoyability. It's not even a word. And this is them picking their favourite football boots of all time. What's mine, Ahite? Good question. Either the Puma King or the Nike Tempo. Or was it Tiempo? Or was it Nike? Let's just go with the Puma King, shall we?
I've gone the Puma King. They were your number two. My number one. Mainly for me, it's... mainly they were black and white, and that's how boots should be, as I say. Football traditionalists love them. They were Gazza's boots. And that absolutely would do it for me. When you watch Gazza at Italian 90, Euro 96, he had the Puma Kings on. Absolutely the iconic boot.
Brilliant
for me,
boot.
My number one.
Yeah, it was very close between that, but I had to go for the Coppa Mondiale. It's what, when I finished playing football, that's the boot I had. And if I would be able to play football now, that's the boot I would be wearing. Comfort, the way it looks, absolutely fantastic. It never let me down. And they're one of them boots where the longer you have them, the better they get. Footballers can swap a boot every game. They can change every game, but these just get better and better and better the more you wear them.
More bad news, of course, on a day where there seems to be lots of bad news. It doesn't get much worse than Max Rushton still being on national radio. I mean, how that is allowed to happen, but, you know, when needs must, I suppose. Anyway, he was talking to the Moose, Ian Abrahams, and he was asked what he would do now without football. It says here in brackets, funny, there's even an asterisk by it. I imagine that would be a similar asterisk to the one next to Liverpool FC when it says they won their 19th league title. Asterisk, didn't really though, did they?
This is a very bad situation because three things are obviously going to need to happen. Firstly, I'm going to need to speak to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't spoken to her since I married her 20 years ago.
Right, okay.
Mrs. Moose is this in my mind. I'm so intrigued about this whole... Because I remember talking to you on Valentine's
Day.
It's
bad news for her as well.
Yeah, absolutely terrible for her. Okay, that's one.
The other thing is that I did find a rather large document on my kitchen table the other day titled Things to Do.
All right. was it written for you, Moose?
It was very clearly left as a right now. You're not going out to football every Saturday. You're expected to do these things.
Have you got it in front of you?
Oh, it's very boring.
Oh no, but I am so interested to know, and I think listeners know you so well, Moose. Everyone would like to know what's on your to-do list. Come on, give us a few things.
Well, the words clean and tidy come up almost on every single page.
Yeah, okay.
So, I think...
Can you wash that fleece? Could you just for once wash that? If anything is harboring this virus, it is your TalkSport fleece, Moose.
This is the thing. All of my TalkSport stuff, which I don't need to wear now, because you're not going out to foot matches, it can actually have the deepest of deep cleans it's ever had before. So, yeah.
On now to Press Box, where Danny Kelly had Katie Price's ex-husband Simon Jordan in the studio alongside Sean Custis and Liverpool fan Darren Lewis.
Phil Thomas, for your paper, was critical of the Jurgen Klopp for being critical of Diego Simeone's style of play. Ian Lederman has written a terrific piece saying, well, why are we lauding Diego Simeone as a genius? He says to hail someone as a genius is ridiculous. Who plays that way? And what both excellent writers do, because Phil, as we know, is a terrific writer, is position this debate quite nicely. I think the objective of football is winning. Doesn't really matter how you do it. Nobody gives you extra marks for artistic impression.
No, listen.
When Wimbledon played against Liverpool, does anybody remember how they played against them? Winning is all that matters. If I'm a Porto fan under Jose Mourinho in 2003, couldn't care less how we've done it.
If everybody played like Atletico Madrid, do you think the television companies would be paying the kind of
but
money
everyone
they do?
Doesn't play like Atletico Madrid. Atletico Madrid, you know, this is a club that loses that its best player every year.
It wasn't that bad. There was lots of action. Well, Kiko made lots of saves and they won with, how many goals? Three goals in...
Four goals over the two ties.
Yeah, but...
What do you mean?
It wasn't as cynical as I expected. I mean, when they started wasting time at home, I thought that was pretty good. That was pretty spectacular. They thought the 1-0 would be... They didn't hack down Liverpool's players. They didn't play act as much. But they did camp out on the edge of their own box, didn't they?
Well, lots of teams do that. Though.
And if they didn't have a bit... If Liverpool's
and they, finished, oh, if they hadn't signed a good goalkeeper, oh, heck, well, they would have let some in. That's what they're there for.
And not only that, Danny, they're up against the most free-scoring, that's arguably exactly the most right. free-scoring mm-hmm. team in Europe.
And of course, and
why
I understand...
Why should they not for their lives?
I'm not saying that. I understand why they do it. All right, I'll explain it to...
Sounded like you were saying it, didn't it?
Yeah, we're in unison, yes, Simon.
That's right. I'm surprised you're all so dim at once. We all know that the story of Atletico Madrid is simple. Somebody there, I think the son of Jesus Hill, the man who currently runs it, worked out that they would never be able to out-football Barcelona and Real Madrid. Yeah. They certainly wouldn't be able to spend the kind of money they do. That they're not short of a bob or two. And so they decided they would defend their way to titles in Spain, in contrast to the two other teams who fancy themselves as musketeers. They lucked into Diego Simeone, who knew that he was going to be so good at this. And in my opinion, they should have been European champions at least once. The one where Bale equalised so late in the game was a shame. That was a great Atletico Madrid team. This one is not so great, people tell me. They've conceded a lot of goals away from home, particularly in Spain this year. I understand that they're built to do something. And of course, the very thing that Liverpool had, all the possession... and playing all the football is exactly what they're designed to crack.
Do you know, before the first leg, I covered the game between Norwich and Liverpool. Sadio Mane came off late in the game, scored a goal, scored the winning goal. And afterwards, in the little huddle that Klopp did after his Sunday press conference, a few of us were basically gushing about Liverpool and saying, you know, look, you can score against any team in the world, that you should be able to do this. At that point, Atletico had won one of their previous seven matches. And Klopp basically told us all off and said, look, don't be disrespectful to him. If any team, if any manager can play for a result against us, it's Diego Simeone and his Atletico Madrid team.
Back now to Adrian Durham and Goffey on Drive. They were talking about that famous Ashes series. I don't like cricket, it doesn't mean anything to me. In 2005. And they were joined by the very special guest, Steve Harmison. I'm guessing he's a cricketer.
sportsmen say you don't want to see another sportsman get injured. Well, I say something different in the public, but it's nonsense, absolute nonsense.
Yeah, Glenn McGrath's rolled his ankle in the warm-up, which is obviously a bad sign, and he's out of the game today. Michael Kasperwitz has come in for him.
When Glenn McGrath stood on that ball,
high five, Edgbaston,
I tell you what, there was 10 Englishmen and a South African doing cartwheels about 45 yards away. To see Glenn go off, it was like we've got the momentum going. Ricky Ponting decided he was going to bowl first on arguably the flattest wicket that England have produced in a number of years. And to see Shane Warne's head after the first nine overs, and he comes out and he's openly honest, he said it in public, in his book and in interviews, he couldn't stop swearing at Ricky Ponting on how badly that decision was. Warne comes on after nine overs. Triscothic hits him over his head for six. And all of a sudden, England are not only back in the Test match series, but by the end of day one at Edgbaston, 408 off 80 overs. At that time, was unheard of.
You won that Test. You got that wicket. Obviously, you won by two runs at Edgbaston. I know you can go back now, but if you would have lost that game from there,
oh, 5-0.
They could have easily won you, beat you 5-0.
5-0. It was 5-0. We weren't, after what happened with McGrath and 107 with the two wickets to go, we would again beat 5-0. I've got no doubt whatsoever.
Me either.
But everything went for us. Darren, everything went for us. When you look at the umpiring decisions, Steve Buck, Damian Martin, you know, we're talking about a lot of the Australian undoing, but Damian Martin was given out LBW, I think, three times in that series, and all three times it hit the middle of his bat before it hit him on the pad. It just, everything went for us in that series.
And he had a poor series, Damian Martin. He was a great player, and he averaged under 20.
Ponting was a fantastic knock at Manchester. The way Freddie, you know, performed throughout that series was where he was our Ben Stokes. You know what Ben Stokes did at Headingley, you know, this year. You know, we had Flintoff, and he had the whole nation with him throughout that. And you know, go back to, you know, what you see is terrestrial TV. That was on terrestrial TV. The whole country was captivated. No football on during that time. I don't think there was a World Cup of Euros during that, more or less during that series. And everybody, it was Flintoff, it was Vaughan, it was Peterson, it was, the whole country was captivated by what had happened, especially in the early part of that series.
Yo, what are you saying? This is Darren Bent. You listen to the TalkSport Daily.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And of course, we couldn't leave the podcast without the best bits of Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar. My show, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. Remember, if you've got a Rajar, mark it in that you watch it. Even if you don't, just mark it in. In fact, if you've got mates that have got Rajar diaries, just mark it in theirs. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, oh yeah, what's a Rajar? Hunt one down, steal it, and put my show in it, because then I get more points. And what do points make? Well, nothing actually, but it just looks good. Anyway, here are the best bits from my show last night with Funboy.
Oh, shall I press this button? Get a laugh. Go on, Josh, press the button. What are you going to press? Go on, Josh, quickly.
Brilliant.
Do you know what? That's, do you know what? By the end of the month, we'll be playing that. Saying, okay, phone up. What animal is that? 08717 3221. Herd. And the game's going to be called Herd Immunity.
If only that was your joke.
Herd Immunity. It was my joke,
yeah.
It was. That's why I come up with it. There'll be a pig noise.
Herd immunity.
That's what we call herd. How can you get a game out of herd immunity? There you go. That's enough time to play herd immunity.
We need to invent that game. Cock. Don't we? Before, pardon?
Cockerel.
Oh, the noise. That sounds like a massive cock, doesn't it? That does. But again, let me see how big is that cock.
Oh, dear.
As cocks go, that's huge.
That's enormous.
You got a picture of that one? Or is it just a sound, Ruth? Just a sound, is it? Okay. I mean, there's another game we could play if you wanted to use that.
Well, that's massive.
Massive. Jay, we've got a full switch.
Whoa,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Josh, are you are Boris.
He's Boris.
Please
tell me that was a joke. Was it? Rufus, okay.
Boris from now on.
Boris, you're going to be Boris. Josh is now Boris. There you go. Do you want to speak to Piggy?
Yeah.
Piggy's up next. Hello, Piggy.
Piggy? Oh, it is the Piggy.
All right, Piggy.
Hey, how you doing, lads? All right?
You're good. How are you, Pig?
I'm on my honeymoon in Antigua.
What, now?
I swear to God, I'm on my honeymoon in Antigua, and me and my missus are bored of watching Sky News and talking about the coronavirus. So I put on TalkSport on the balcony,
The
Americans next door are moaning because you two are not making them laugh, and I just thought I'd give you a ring and say hi.
Hold on, what do you mean we're not making them laugh?
Get them on. Let's speak to them.
No, you can speak to the missus, you can't speak to the Americans. Well, they're doing my head,
mate. They voted in Trump. Oh, I can't talk politics.
Can we speak to Mrs. Piggy? Can we speak to Mrs. Piggy?
Yeah, you can speak to her.
Go on, what's her name?
Hang on, she's on the balcony. Right. I'll go and get her.
Hi, Louise.
Hello.
Hello. Happy wedding.
Well, it's more honeymoon, isn't it, than wedding? Mm-hmm. And I think I've probably got you lot to thank for it as well.
Why?
Did he tell you what he did?
No.
Go on.
He told you that he rang you up once before and said that he was going to propose.
Yeah.
Because I was away on business and you said, phone her up. We'll do it on air. And he bottled it.
It doesn't sound like us.
No, he wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't do that.
And then he popped the question, you got married.
Yeah, we did. He popped the question and I stupidly said yes. And now here we are paying for it in Antigua.
How many nights have you been out there?
We flew out on Thursday.
So Thursday was your proper, very first honeymoon night?
Yes, it was.
Have a good night.
Aren't I supposed to say I'm loving it or something? Because isn't that from the McDonald's?
Good work, Louise.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Just time to tell you that if you like the cut of this jib, you can download more of it from Acast, Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Before I go, let me tell you about the live sport that's... Yeah, there's no live sport either. No live sport. Saw a thing with marble racing today, and I don't know if it's because I've been starved of live sport for a few days now, but I watched it and I was like, I quite like marble racing. And then I thought, I'll just watch it again. Anyway, there's not even marble racing on telly, so no live sport on TalkSport, but what there is are loads more up-to-the-minute wonderful shows, and of course I include mine at the top of that list. So make sure you join me and Funboy tonight from 10 p.m. for more of the same. Thanks for listening, and I mean it when I say be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.